stories tonight. Thank you, everybody, for all of them. Jennifer, you're next, and it is, I've got it right here. Jennifer Thorne is going to read Slow Jams.
Sometimes I cry in my car to slow jams from the 90s. It's not that Boys to Men's on Bended Knee holds special memories. It's not because their perfect love went wrong or that they're down on bended knee. It's because we all wish we could get things back the way they used to be. Before, vaginal dryness made me uncomfortable every second of the drive to Ethan's school to pick him up early because he bit a kid who put him in a trash can. Before, I had to stop on the way home to pick up whiskey for Paul, our new VP of sales, because Paul is a whiskey guy, and who actually says that, I'm a whiskey guy, when asked about their dietary restrictions after you've been voluntold to host them for dinner. So, yes, Boys to Men, I also want to get things back the way they used to be. I pull into the parking lot of Bill's Liquor. Ethan's in the back with his headphones. I don't ask him to come in. I know he doesn't want to. I don't want to. And I didn't spend any time in a trash can today. Hey, it's Big Red, the clerk says as the door chime announces my entrance. I'll leave my sunglasses on. That's a universal signal, right? I'm in no mood to chat with a guy wearing a breast man t-shirt. Do I pick something priced in the middle? Shouldn't Paul bring his own whiskey if he's a whiskey guy? This is where the clerk would prove useful, but I can't stomach another redhead joke. How would he enjoy being called Captain Neckbeard? Don't get offended, buddy. We're both just stating the obvious. I grab a bottle with melted wax over the cork, which seems classy unless it's wine. Then it doesn't. Where you been, little Red Riding Hood? He asks, ringing me up. Oh, you know. I haven't seen you in a while. Is this for the husband? Yep. He's eyeing my sunglasses, probably wondering if the husband gave me a shiner before sending me out to pick up his whiskey. I let him wonder. I'm not explaining crying to slow jams. I don't need a bag. I escape without a receipt. I'm back, I say to Ethan, once I am indeed back. He gives me a look that says, how are you walking around stating the obvious and not getting put in a trash can? He's my favorite person, but also, Ethan can make you feel like a real asshole. He inherited that from me. I motion for him to pull his headphones down. He motions that I remove my sunglasses first. A tumbleweed blows through the car. I give in. I know he can tell I've been crying. He pulls his headphones down. Fuck that kid, I say. Language, Ethan says. But he loves it, I can tell. I pull out of Bill's Liquor feeling like the day's getting brighter.